Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic here with Dr. Graham. We've been having fun talking about how chiropractic's for everyone.
Totally for everyone. If you have a spine, chiropractic's for you.
Yes. And we've been talking primarily about how kids can benefit from chiropractic care.
Well, because I think that's the part of everyone people most miss. Because everyone knows that, like, if your back hurts, chiropractic works. Everyone gets that.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're 35 years old and your back hurts and you don't go to the chiropractor, it's just going to get worse. And, like, you understand those things. But they don't always know that, you know, my 10-year-old has been, talking about, like, this issue or that issue, or my baby's been colicky or whatever. And chiropractic's really good for that. And so that's really the part of everybody we're focusing on this week and last.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people have come into our practice on their first visit and seen our kids area with our kids wall and tree with all of the kids pictures that come and get checked for subluxation. And they're so surprised. They're like, wow, you adjust kids too. And it's like, yes, of course we adjust kids. When there are misalignments in their spines, it's just as detrimental, if not more detrimental, to their health because their spines are still growing and developing. Now, one thing I love when parents bring their kids in on a more preventative basis is when they're athletes. So my kid plays football, my kid plays hockey. I thought that he probably should have a chiropractor on his wellness team. Love that.
Yeah. And, you know, because everybody who's playing sports wants to get all the edges, right? They can. They want the equipment that gives them the edge. They want the mindset that gives them the edge. They work out hard. They train hard. But why wouldn't you want your body to work for you? And more people are getting that. I think that's one of the if you have kids in the office, a lot of them, especially older kids, are going to be athletes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially teenagers.
And they may even not even know. They get like, it's more about like, well, I want this stuff to work right so that they can do this, so they can do that. But it may have more benefits than what they even realize, actually.
Mm-hmm. There was research that was done on Brazilian judo athletes. Half of them got chiropractic adjustments to their neck. The other half got a placebo treatment. And researchers found that the athlete's grip strength improved in the group that was getting adjusted.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So the grip strength was improved by 10% on the left side and 16% on the right side, which was statistically significant. And the placebo group did not have any improvements in their grip strength.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so you may be thinking, well, how did they get 10% to 16% stronger? Like, basically, the idea with chiropractic would be that if the hands, their nerve function comes from the neck. And these judo athletes received adjustments to their neck. And so the idea would be that if they had misalignments or subluxations in their neck, it affected the nerves down the arm and the muscles weren't able to fire as correctly as they should have. And so as they adjusted the neck, they actually saw that function come back online.
Yeah. There was another 2010 study that looked at chiropractic sports and lower limb injuries among football players. And they found that chiropractic care offered the potential benefit for athlete, including injury prevention, enhanced recovery, and improved peak performance.
That's awesome.
Yeah, among football players. Like, what football player doesn't have a subluxation in their spine? So I think that's a good group to study.
Yeah, yeah. Well, seriously. And then there was one, it was in the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research that I thought was cool. It was looking at 21 male baseball players, and basically they were assigned to either be in a chiropractic adjustment group or just a control group. And the subjects were required to complete 3 sessions of athletic ability and physiological tests. And what happened is the first session was administered before these people started chiropractic, these athletes. The second and third sessions were administered after they had begun chiropractic care. And they were done at 5 and 14 weeks, these review sessions. Only the subjects in the adjustment group received chiropractic care. The results showed significant improvement at 14 weeks in muscle strength and long jump distance in the group that had received the adjustments. Moreover, the group also showed significant improvement in capillary counts at 5 and 14 weeks of chiropractic care. So trends in decreased or increased performance in other physical and physiological measures were accompanied by either moderate or large effect sizes within both the chiropractic group and the control group. Basically, what they saw is that the group receiving chiropractic care, they had a decrease in the resting blood pressure and pulse rate, and as well as in the same effect as a pulse rate following treadmill activity.
Wow.
So they had better cardio function and they had better muscular action.
Yeah, and they could jump further.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of stuff out this that's beginning to be studied and come out so we can understand why beyond just I feel good and I can train more.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actual physiological changes to the body that occur with chiropractic care far beyond just your back doesn't hurt.
Yeah, and there's so many pro athletes that are using chiropractic.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know the numbers on that. It'd be interesting to find out what percentage, but I would be willing to guess it would be very, very high.
Yeah, the Patriots have had a team chiropractor for 30 years now.
Yeah, so I mean,
you just, that's enough.
It's just, yeah. There you
right?
go.
Right, that's all we need to talk about.
Yeah, you're done. You're like, yeah, the Patriots, they have one.
Yeah, in a conversation. So we've been talking here on Half Hour to Health about how everyone can benefit from being under chiropractic care, and specifically focusing today on kids and the benefits for them having their spine checked. We are looking for subluxations. Those are vertebrae that have shifted out of alignment. And when you have a subluxation that interferes with the ability of your brain to get its signals to the body. So it could manifest in a number of different ways. One way that I've always found just life-changing for some of our kiddos is digestive problems, particularly constipation. We've seen it with babies, seen it with kids, 3 years old, 7 years old, and I have to say I've heard many adults report back to us that after getting adjusted that their issues with constipation had resolved. And when you look at it, we spend $80 billion per year on digestive aids.
That's a stunning number.
Yeah, $80 billion for heartburn, acid reflux, bloating, gas, irritable bowel, constipation, diarrhea.
You sound like a commercial for a pink product.
I should be making a commercial for chiropractic on this one.
Yeah, right?
Save your $80 billion a year, eat healthy, and get adjusted.
That's crazy. But the thing is this is not something you would think about if you had a two-year-old who was constipated. But it does work really, really mm-hmm. well. And that just isn't from anecdotes in our office, because we both have kids in the office.
Yeah.
But, you know, even in some of the research, a 2008 study, we'll look at this together. It was to demonstrate how effective chiropractic care is for infants with digestive disturbances. The research chose three infants, so it's a small study, who were experiencing infrequent bowel movements from once a week to once every 3 or 4 days. Parents of these infants had tried several different laxatives and other procedures recommended by their medical team. They also had followed specific dietary changes and the use of cod liver oil and mineral oil without any results. The infants began wellness-oriented chiropractic for periods ranging from 3 weeks to 3 months. The study author noted all three experienced almost immediate improvement, and by the end of the study, all three had bowel movements at least once every day.
Yeah. We had a little girl that was going once every 10 to 14 days. Which that's
wow. That would be painful.
Yeah, terrible constipation issues, and started getting adjusted and became regular within weeks.
Yeah, and we've had that on multiple occasions with kids who, you know, when they're getting adjusted, they get better with that. And then, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes the kids' schedules, it's hard because, you know, they're in a play and they're in a sport and this is happening. And so maybe there's a window where like, oh, I missed a month of care. I need to start coming back for chiropractic care because, you know, Johnny is having constipation again. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you have to do the care because it improves it almost immediately, but you have to follow through with it as well. Mm-hmm. But it works really, really well.
Yeah. Now, another issue that we've seen kids in with, complaining of neck pain.
Yeah. And if you think about kids' lifestyle now between video games, computers, texting.
Yep.
All of that.
In this one study, 38% of athletes reported using computers greater than 7 hours a week. So that's only an hour a day.
But it adds up. That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
Because your head starts to flex forward when you do that, and that's a bad position for your head.
It causes subluxations. And half of the kids in this study reported having neck and shoulder pain.
You know, I mean, the thing is with kids today and grownups too, sometimes I look out at, you know, in our office and everybody's sitting there waiting for their turn to get adjusted, and like three quarters of the people will be looking at their phones, and I'll say, everybody, get your heads up. Get your heads up. Put your heads up, people. And the thing about it is like, you know, for medical diagnosis codes, when you're diagnosing someone, whether it's a medical doctor, a chiropractor, whoever, you know, everybody uses these same codes. And one of the codes is actually for text neck, like mm-hmm. literally text neck has become a thing. And it wasn't in the codes 2 years ago. It is now. And because people are having so many problems because all day long, their chins are tucked to their chest. They're looking straight down at their phones. of course their neck hurts. But with a student and a kid, you're talking about someone who has to do more of that beyond just the, you know, playing on Facebook or whatever, because they have homework, they have school, they have computers.
Yeah, and this is a serious issue for them moving forward. If you're talking about kids right now having issues and they've got to make it through their university years, BU, Boston University, did a study about laptop use and discomfort levels that was published in the journal Ergonomics, and they found that more than 50% of their university students had already experienced pain that they attributed to a computer. And 1 in 7 said they experienced pain after working on a computer for just 1 hour. So if they're having pain after just 1 hour, that means they've got issues within their spinal structure that have been there for a while.
And they're 20 years old. What's life going to be like when they're 50 and 70?
This study fast forward to the fact that there's the potential for 2.52 million students to develop musculoskeletal discomfort before they enter the workforce.
Yeah. And the thing is, we know about back pain is it's one of the great robbers of production, of national production, of workplace loss, of cost, of family production for money because they have to miss because of work and disability. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So start young. Have your kid's spine checked for subluxations, misalignments. If they've had a slip or a fall, if they've been in a car accident, if they're using a phone, a laptop, if they play sports, there's so many opportunities for subluxations to happen within the spine. And they're not always painful, but they do lead to problems in the future, and it's better to nip it in the bud. Give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, we have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. You can find out how chiropractic might be able to help you, and especially your family, particularly your children. Please have their spines checked sooner rather than later. You can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com or give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time on The Pulse and WEMJ.